Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Greetings, humans. You have entered the command zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Command Zone. This is a very special podcast because we are revealing the brand new Riders of Rohan Lord of the Rings precon.
That was a horse going.
That was a horse.
You knew. You saw.
This is a Jeskai humans deck, and we're excited to reveal it. But I'm your host, Rachel Weeks.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai. Hopefully you missed me. I haven't been on in a bit.
Yeah, welcome back.
Just in time to mispronounce all the names from Lord of the Rings and get yelled at for it. Yeah, it's really exciting. The Lord of the Rings set looks awesome.
Oh, I'm obsessed. I want every single one.
Are you a big Lord of the Rings fan?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on the movies, and like whenever I need something on, it's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I grew up reading the books over and over again, but back then I was before the movies, which is why I still mispronounce things.
Right, yeah.
Because we just called it things, and then the movies came out, and they were, yeah, you know, I can't change what my voice wants to pronounce it as. Anyway, before we get into it, and we're going to reveal the whole deck.
Yeah.
All the new cards. There are 20. It is pretty cool. But before we get into it, of course, we got to talk about our sponsors. If you want to, you can pre-order right now this deck. Or maybe you want to get a collector's booster box. Maybe you want to try and get the 1/1 ring. You can do all of that at cardkingdom.com/command. I was just on their site. And you can pre-order all of the Lord of the Rings stuff right now. There's a million really cool cards. I really just want the cards because of the creature, because of the, you know, the nostalgia of the characters and everything like that. But also then I want all other copies for my actual decks.
Yep.
Your Magic players, you're going to buy Magic cards, go to cardkingdom.com/command. And that is the best place to order all that stuff. And we always say Card Kingdom is a great place to do those big orders of a lot of stuff all at once because it is going to come all in one package. So you get all the singles that you want, you get your sealed products, and it just comes from one vendor and it makes it very convenient and easy.
Yeah, and once those cards are in your hand, you're going to want to protect them. Go to ultrapro.com/command to support the show and pick up some of the highest quality magic accessories in the biz. They've got some brand new Lord of the Rings stuff.
We have the playmats in front of us.
This is Aragorn. This is not the one in here, but it's an Aragorn.
This is the AON that's on this desk. They've got sweet ones of Sauron and Mount Doom. I don't know if they have the Sol Ring art, but I love the new Sol Ring art, so I hope they do.
Cool.
They obviously did a ton of playmats for this set because there are so many cool pieces of art.
Every card printed in this set, reprint or not, has Lord of the Rings art.
Yep.
So there is more art in this set than in many, many, many sets previous.
Maybe ever. Yeah.
Maybe ever. I mean, they printed tons of cards in this.
Yeah. So if you want sleeves, deck boxes, play mats with that stuff on it.
Mm-hmm. Ultrapro.com/command. Support the show and pick up some cool stuff.
And of course, the final way to support all of our content is directly if you go to patreon.com/command zone. All kinds of cool perks for our patrons. You get to talk with Rachel, Jimmy, myself, the rest of the team on our Discord. We're on there each and every day. We also play spell table games with our patrons. And also you get game nights and extra turns earlier than the general public. Also, you just get to support the content that you enjoy, which we really appreciate. Again, patreon.com/command zone. And another perk is that we shout out one lucky patron every single episode. And this episode is dedicated to Caleb Doucette.
Thanks, Caleb.
You rock.
You rock.
That's right. All right.
Let's get into it.
Let's reveal this deck. Yeah, go ahead.
This is the Riders of Rohan deck. Yep. It is a Jeskai deck. It's blue, red, and white. And it has... We're going to be covering just all of the new cards in the box. We're not going to be doing any card evaluations. We're just going to introduce you to the new Magic cards.
Yeah, and we're also going to talk about the reprints, talk about the value of those reprints, and then, of course, go through sort of the stats breakdown of the deck and everything like we always do. So I know everybody's raring to go as far as looking at the new cards, so let's start off, why don't we, with the lead singer, we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the front of the box. It is Eowyn Shield Maiden. Sweet art on this one, by
it's
the way.
It's so good.
It's so cool. All right. It's 2BR-WH, so 5 mana total for a 5/4 legendary creature, Human Knight. She has First Strike. And it says, at the beginning of combat on your turn, if another human entered the battlefield under your control this turn, create 2/2 red Human Knight creature tokens with trample and haste. Then, if you control 6 or more humans, draw a card. So as you said, it is a human tribal theme here.
Yep. This is a humans deck, and Eowyn is a great lead singer for it. 5/4 is huge.
Yeah, and you just get 2 free 2/2s.
With haste. They're attacking now.
Oh, geez. Ouch. And she's got card draw. It's everything you want.
Yeah, I love this. It feels aggressive. It feels value-y. It's, it could be tribal, but humans just goes in so many different directions. It's very cool. The second optional commander for this deck is Aragorn, King of Gondor. 1BR-WH, so 4 mana altogether for a 4/4 human noble. He's got vigilance and lifelink, and when he enters the battlefield, you become the monarch. Makes sense. He's the king. And then it says, whenever Aragorn attacks, up to one target creature can't block this turn. If you're the monarch, creatures can't block this turn.
Wow. So as long as you're the monarch, just your opponents cannot block.
Can't block.
Jeez,
so they have to take the monarch from you,
that's
or
scary.
You are so terrified.
I don't know if I like them having to take the monarch from me, but also,
but like,
it's flavor-wise very cool.
Minimally, this card is just up to one target creature can't block this turn.
So
okay.
Choose a creature.
Yeah, you choose a creature.
Block.
But, yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. It's a 4/4 lifelink vigilance. It's aggressive and defensive, which is what you want in a monarch deck. Plus, he's wearing a pretty crown.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got lost in Aragorn's eyes. He's way too good looking.
He's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's Aragorn's whole thing.
When I was a kid reading the books, it wasn't a part of it that I really concentrated on. But now
he's,
I'm like, geez,
too,
that's
pretty
a good looking
guy. Strider. He's the king.
All right. So those are the two legendary creatures that can be the commander of the deck out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are 18 other new cards. Again, we're going to do a budget upgrade guide for this deck at a later point. So we're not going to do card evaluation here. We're just going to let you know what the cards are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are these alphabetical? I think they are. All right. So the first one is Archivist of Gondor. It is a 2/3 human advisor for 2BR. When your commander deals combat damage to a player, if there is no monarch, you become the monarch. And then at the beginning of the monarch's end step, that player draws a card.
Ooh, it's a super monarch.
Wow. It doubles the monarch.
It doubles the monarch. That's awesome.
This is cool. Okay.
All right. So it looks like we've got a monarch theme. It's a human as well. The next one is a legendary creature. It's Baragond of the Guard. 3W for a legendary human soldier. He's a 3/3. And it says, whenever Baragond or another human enters the battlefield under your control, creatures you control get +1/+1 and gain vigilance until end of turn. Wow. So if you make a, you know, if two humans enter the battlefield with your commander, everything gets +2/+2.
Oh, wow. And this is a human.
This is a human. So it triggers when Baragond enters and then when any other human enters the battlefield as well.
So with Eowyn, you go boom.
Yeah.
Everything gets +1/+1. Then make two knights. Humans. Everything gets +2/+2.
Yeah. So
Eowyn's smacking for 8.
Three.
And you got 2 4/4 knights. It's pretty good.
With trample. Aye, aye, aye.
The next one is everybody's favorite, Boromir, Gondor's Hope. 2WH for a 3/4. Legendary creature, human warrior. Whenever Boromir enters the battlefield or attacks, Look at the top six cards of your library. You may reveal a human or artifact card from among them and put it into your hand. Put the rest on the bottom of your library in any order. Mm. So it is card advantage, card draw, card selection for artifacts and humans. Interesting.
Looking at the top six is a lot.
Because he's looking for either an ally or the one
or
ring.
Or the ring. Yeah, the either one, cool. A friend or the ring.
Yeah.
Seeking a ring for the end of the world. This next card is awesome. It's Call for Aid.
Oh, like Gondor, the beacons are lit. This is way too fun.
This set is so cool. It's 4 and a red for a sorcery, and it says gain control of all creatures target opponent controls until end of turn. Untap those creatures, they gain haste until end of turn. You can't attack that player this turn, and you can't sacrifice those creatures this turn.
Because you're calling for help. They can only help you.
You're calling for help. You can't hurt them.
You can't sacrifice these allies.
It's so funny that you could... Gondor calls for aid.
It's great.
And steal all their stuff and attack the bad guys.
Yeah, it's an insurrection for one player.
Yeah, that you can't hit them with. So it's not good at the end of the game, but it's cool in the beginning.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's... It could still be good at the end. It just takes their blockers.
That's true.
It's not as good, but yeah. All right, cool. It's hard not to evaluate cards.
I know,
I'm like, bite
so
your
cool.
tongue, Lee Kwai. So cool. But we have 20 cards to get through. We'll never get through them. The next one is Champions of Minas Tirith. It's 5 and a white for a 4/6 human soldier. Whenever Champions of Minas Tirith enters the battlefield, you become the monarch. I am loving the fact that they're adding a bunch of new Monarch cards. Monarch is one of the best things that's ever happened to Commander.
It's so fun.
So ETB, you become the Monarch. And then at the beginning of combat on each opponent's turn, if you're the Monarch, that opponent may pay X, where X is the number of cards in your hand. If they don't, they can't attack you this combat. So they can't even steal the Monarch unless they pay the amount of mana equal to the number of cards in your hand?
So you have to pay like 5 or 6.
27 if it's against me. I hate to tell you.
You are not attacked.
And then you're going to get to keep the Monarch.
That's so sweet.
Oh, I actually like that card a lot.
Okay. The next one is the Crown of Gondor. This is 3 mana for a legendary artifact equipment. It says equipped creature gets +1/+1 for each creature you control. And when a legendary creature enters the battlefield under your control, if there's no Monarch, you become the Monarch. It has equipped 4. This ability costs 3 less to cast, 3 less to activate if you're the monarch. So if you're the king, it's easy to wear the crown. But it's harder if you're not the king yet.
If you're not the king yet.
Yeah, cool.
Then you have to take it and it costs more.
Yeah.
Interesting. You play it. It doesn't. You don't become the monarch.
No. You have to have a legendary follow it up. Because the crown doesn't make you the king, Josh.
Oh, right.
It's a legendary.
But it has to have somebody to make the king.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I sort of get it. All right. The next one is Denethor, Stone Seer. It's 1 and a blue for a 1/3. Yeah, Denethor looking into the Palantir here. One of the Palantir. Mm. 1 and a blue for a 1/3 human noble. When Denethor enters the battlefield, scry 2. You look into the Palantir, you can see the future, I suppose. Then 3 and a red and tap Denethor as an activated ability. Sacrifice Denethor.
Ooh.
Target player becomes the monarch. Denethor deals 3 damage to any target.
Okay, so he makes somebody else the king.
I mean, you can target yourself.
Yeah?
And still deal 3 damage to any target.
So it puts the monarch into play and shoots them to something.
Yeah.
Or someone.
Wow, okay, interesting. But this is technically an Izzet commander, right? This
yes.
is
yeah.
Or a Prismari commander, sorry.
Ooh, depending on where you're from.
Or, you know, when you got into Magic.
This next one is Éomer, King of Rohan. 3 a red and a white for a legendary human noble. He's a 2/2 with double strike. So a 5 mana 2/2 with double strike. Wait. Éomer enters the battlefield with a +1/+1 counter on it for each other human you control.
Okay.
Cool, so he could be big. And when Éomer enters the battlefield, target player becomes the monarch, and Éomer deals damage equal to its power to any target.
Oh, wow.
So if you have like 4 humans, this comes in and shoots something for 6.
Whew. And it's still around.
And it's a double strike?
Yeah. Jeez.
Whoa. Okay.
I really like this theme they've got with the crown and this, where like as a ruler, your power is tied to the more amount of people that support you, kind
right,
of,
yeah.
right?
That's very cool. The people that love you.
Yeah, that's very cool. I like it. I also like that... I'm sorry about the tangent. I know okay. you want new cards, but we are clearly taking place at a particular point in time in the story, yes. right? Aragorn's already king. Aomer's already king.
Right.
So this we are...
This is post-war.
Yes.
This is like Ring. Eowyn has already done the good deeds.
She's already said, I am no man.
Spoiler alert.
Or I am no living man. I forget the book quote, but in the movie it's better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's the one I always mispronounce. It's Faramir.
How do you say it?
Faramir, because sure. when I was a kid, you yeah. know. But it's supposed, I've been told it's Faramir, steward uh-huh. of Gondor. How do you say it? yeah, Faramir.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's four of them. Just kidding. Faramir. I think that's right. Whatever. One, a white and a blue for a 2/2 human noble. Whenever a legendary creature with mana value 4 or greater enters the battlefield under your control, you become the monarch. Whenever a legendary creature with mana value 4 or greater, so... it wouldn't count itself, but I guess no. it wouldn't because it wouldn't be on the battlefield.
Yeah.
But, oh, so you can steal the monarch without attacking as long as you have yeah. a lot of legends.
As long as you cast a legend and then you become the king.
Cool. And
that's
then
cool.
At the beginning of your end step, if you're the monarch, create 2/1/1 white human soldier creature.
Wow.
Okay.
What? It makes 2 humans? This set can make so many humans.
This with...
Eowyn can just... Or Aomer can just one-shot somebody, it seems like. All right, this next one is Fealty to the Realm. 4 and a blue for an enchantment aura. Enchant creature, when Fealty to the Realm enters the battlefield, you become the monarch. The monarch controls enchanted creature. Enchanted creature attacks each combat a fable and can't attack you. So you tie one creature to the crown and he is loyal to whoever is the monarch.
So if you lose the monarch, that new player gets control of the creature, but yeah, it still can't attack you.
But it still can't attack you.
That's cool.
So it makes the monarch, like, a lot of these are just making the monarch even better.
Yeah, it feels like if you get a creature plus the monarch, you want to steal the monarch
you
really
want,
bad.
Yeah, you have to, but, like, now you're willing to make a bad attack, maybe, to,
yeah.
to get
no,
those
it's
creatures.
Not the worst thing for you, because it can attack you, I suppose.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Don't put it on a utility creature.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is 4th Aerolingus. It is... Like, go forth or yeah. call forth.
Forth!
Yeah. I didn't say it right. I should have yelled it.
Fourth,
anyway.
It's the 4th Aerolingus.
There were 3 others, but those are in different decks. Yeah. Okay. 4th Aerolingus!
There you go. Did yeah, you got to say right. it that way.
Blew out the mic. It's a... All right. A red and a white plus... sorry. Man, I'm losing it because of Lord of the Rings. Red, white, and X. Sorcery. Create X 2/2 red human knight creature tokens with trample and haste.
Whoa.
And haste...
Whoa.
Oh, snap. I didn't see the haste at the end. And trample. I guess trample doesn't matter too much on a 2/2. Anyway, whenever one or more creatures you control deal combat damage to one or more players this turn, you become the monarch.
Ooh, it's a sorcery that puts the monarch into play.
Interesting. Sort of. And they have haste. So you're definitely
That's
like playing it,
rate.
Attacking it, and then becoming the monarch.
Is the hope, yeah. That's a great rate for 2/2s with haste.
Yeah.
Like white, red, X.
It's a really good rate.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, you don't even have to hit the monarch with this. You just will become the monarch as long as you hit a
hit
player with
somebody.
One with,
yeah.
with a creature you control. It doesn't even have to be with those knights. Okay.
Cool. All right, the next one is a legendary creature. It's Gilraine, Dunedain Protector.
Dunedain.
Dunedain.
The Dunedain that are long-lived humans, like Sorry. Aragorn is a Dunedain.
Gilraine, Dunedain Protector.
That's one thing I know about Lord of the Rings.
2 and a white for a human noble. She's a 2/3, and she's an activated ability that says 2, tap. Exile another target creature you control. You may return that creature... Whoa. You may return that card to the battlefield under its owner's control.
You may.
If you don't, at the beginning of the next end step, return that creature to the battlefield under its owner's control with a vigilance counter and a lifelink counter on it. So you could blink it now, or you could blink it later, and it has vigilance and lifelink.
Right, nice. And you could also blink your opponent's creature to kind of keep it away for longer, right?
Yeah. You control.
Oh, it's
you Exile control. Another target creature you control.
Okay, so either you get vigilance and lifelink and a longer-term investment, or you get it back right now and just get the ETB or whatever.
Still pretty cool. You can put lifelink on some creatures that are not supposed to have lifelink.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Okay. On a 2 and tap ability?
Yeah.
All right, the next one is our good friend Gimli of the Glittering Caves and my axe. He's holding his axe.
He's so sparkly.
Cool. Yeah. I cost 2 and a red. For a 1/1 dwarf warrior with double strike.
Whenever another legendary creature enters the battlefield under your control, put a 1-1 counter on Gimli. Whenever Gimli deals combat damage to a player, create a treasure token.
Ooh, and he has double strike. So if he connects, he makes two.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Gimli, good.
I mean, it's a 3-mana 1/1. You do have to play other legendary creatures, but if you play one or two, he'll get big enough that he's hard to block. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
The next one is Gray Host Reinforcements. This is 3 and a white for a spirit soldier. It is a 1-1 with flying and ward 3. 4-mana 1/1. When Gray Host Reinforcements enters the battlefield, exile target player's graveyard. Put a number of +1/+1 counters on Gray Host Reinforcement equal to the number of creature cards exiled this way.
There's not really 1-1. Got it.
That's pretty good. So if you hit 3, this is a 4-mana 4/4 flying ward 3.
Well, and it exiled their graveyard, which is just worth doing, right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
For sure.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
All right. Lossonark Captain.
Nailed it. Sounds right to me.
I don't think that's right, but okay. 3 and a white for a 3-1 human soldier with first strike. I'm going to ask you how you'd say it in a second, Rachel. Hold on.
Yeah.
Whenever Lossonark Captain or another human enters the battlefield under your control, tap target creature and opponent controls. At the beginning of your upkeep, create a 1-1 white human soldier creature token.
Ooh.
Oh, this is so, yeah. So it's going to open up attacks. And of course, you're going to automatically tap down one thing.
Right.
Because on your upkeep, you'll created that human, which will trigger the captain, and then you can tap down a thing. But then if you played other humans, you had Eowyn, let's say, got two. This would turn on Eowyn, get the two knights, tap down two more things, three things tapped, you pretty much attack anybody as
this
much as you want.
This deck has no defense. Like, if you have a defense,
it ain't going to be blocking.
No, yeah, it is not. You better have a ghostly prison or you're getting hit.
How do you pronounce it?
I think Lossonark, right?
Lossonark.
Losernak?
I think I said Lossonark.
Yeah. Lossonark.
Lossonark. That sounds right.
I think. Captain. Cool. I like that card.
Okay.
The next one is Oath of Errol. 3 red-white.
You had no problem with Aerolingus.
Errol.
It's not Earl, but it looks like it should be.
It's Aorl. Three red and a white for a saga. The first chapter says create 2/1/1 white human soldier creature tokens. Second chapter is create 2/2/2 red human knight creature tokens with trample and haste. And the third one is put an indestructible counter on up to one target human and you become the monarch. So you make little guys, you make medium guys, and then indestructible and the king.
Yeah, then you crown the king, yeah. Because once you have an army, you can just choose who's the king.
Yeah, you have 4 guys. You're the king now.
Yeah, that's how it works. All right, the next one is... Oh, this is the name of the deck. It's Riders of Rohan.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah. It's 3 red and a white for a 4/4 human knight. When Riders of Rohan enters the battlefield, create 2/2/2 red human knight creature tokens with trample and haste.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, because otherwise it would just be Rider of Rohan.
Yeah,
it had
riders.
To make extra, yeah. But it has dash for 4, a red and a white.
Cool.
So that means you may cast this spell for its dash cost. If you do, it gains haste, and it's returned from the battlefield to its owner's hand at the beginning of the next end step. So that allows you to sort of reuse this to keep getting the 2/2s.
Yeah, so it's a great blink target, but it's also, you can just dash it on its own if you don't have anything else in your hand. That's pretty sweet card.
Plus, if you dash it, it is kind of like 8 damage out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
3
crazy.
Humans,
two
which
of them
could
trample.
Trigger your other stuff like that.
Yeah, if you cast Eowyn on 5, you cast that on 6 to dash it, you get 3 humans entering the battlefield there, then Eowyn makes 2 more.
And if you have Baragond of the Guard, they all get like +5/+5 or something. I mean, Magical Christmas Land, but still.
But cool. This next card is sweet. I'm so excited. Taunt from the Rampart. 3 red-white for a sorcery. It's goad all creatures your opponents control. Until your next turn, those creatures can't block.
Ooh.
So the thing with Disrupt Decorum is if you go first, you're usually like, I have to make bad attacks, but you also get hit the most, so getting goaded first is awful. But now, it doesn't matter when you're goaded, nobody's blocking.
So you kind of force your opponents to really hurt each other. But also, you can now attack that same turn.
Yeah, so you goad, they can't block, smash with your whole team because nobody can attack you, and then they all have to hit each other in Camp Lock.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
That is a
that's
mess.
So cool.
Yeah, that's all. It seems quite a bit better than Disrupt Decorum. Obviously, it costs one more, but still. Yeah. All right, that was all 20 of the new cards from this deck. A lot of really cool stuff in it.
Really
a lot of cool
stuff.
Flavor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are going to get into the reprint value breakdown, but first, a few words from our sponsors.
The paper totally made it off the table with no problems.
It did.
And it was never in question.
I didn't question it.
Mm-hmm.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Mountain Dew drinkers, it's the Mountain Dew Baja Blast 20th Bajaversary. 20 years of Baja Blast being a Taco Bell fan favorite. To celebrate this year, the tropical lime flavor of Baja Blast is in stores everywhere all year long. 366 days, that's right, it's a leap year. And for a limited time, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. The Mountain Dew Baja Blast 20th Bajaversary.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of US 18 plus, subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 61524. Void where prohibited.
Hey everyone, we are super excited to announce that we are now sponsored by Archidect.
Archidect is the perfect place to build and store decks online, whether you want to build from scratch or catalog your collection.
Everything is easy and intuitive. It's got the same feeling as when you sit at the table with your cards laid out right in front of you.
Then, once your deck is done and ready to go, their built-in playtester is a great tool to make sure your brews work as intended.
And, now that Archidect has partnered with EDH Rec, they have all the resources and data they need to really refine and perfect the platform. So even if you've tried Archidect in the past, it's definitely worth taking a new look right now.
Just go to Archidect.com and start brewing on the best deck builder out there.
That's Archidect.com. All right, we are back. We are talking about the brand new Riders of Rohan deck from the Lord of the Rings Tales of Middle-earth set coming to Magic the Gathering LGSs everywhere very, very soon. We've gone through with the 20 new cards. Really, really cool. A lot of Lord of the Rings flavor. We mentioned this earlier in the broadcast, Rachel, but it's worth noting again, which is similar to the Warhammer decks. Every single piece of artwork on every card, including the reprints, is Lord of the Rings themed. It hasn't existed before. maybe with the exception of the stuff that's also in the main Lord of the Rings set, but like if they redid, for instance, Evolving Wilds or something, they're going to redo it with Lord of the Rings artwork. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool. These all the cards from these commander decks, you know, will be, I'm going to call it unique, but you know what I mean, versions of the card.
It's that never before seen versions. Yeah. We're not getting, you know, the same old art that we've seen time and time again. It's in a special new world.
Yeah. So that's very exciting. Because I'm a Lord of the Rings fan. Warhammer, the set was awesome, but I'm not as big of a Warhammer fan, so maybe that's why I wasn't excited. Okay, let's talk about the deck stats for this deck before we break down the reprint value, which we're about to get to. We always break it down just so we can see, like, does this deck feel like it's going to play well out of the box? And, you know, it starts to give you clues about what you might want to add or take away from the deck to kind of tune it up if that's what you're aiming to do. So, okay, it's time for stats. All right, so ramp cards, there are 9.
Okay.
Slightly low these days, but still good. Right around 10 is what we want. Card draw, there is 12 to 13.
No, 12.13. Why is it? Does it say that, Josh? It's because there's a lot of cards that put the Monarch into play.
Oh, so how do you count a Monarch? You went to the decimal point?
Yeah, yes. Yes, Josh.
We are scientifically exact here on the Command Zone, everybody. I thought that was supposed to be a dash, and it was between 12 and 13.
No. 12.13, which also means between 12 and 13.
It is interesting, though, because all the Monarch cards, how do you count those as card draw? You did the stats breakdown. How did you count them?
I counted each Monarch card to be a third, where it's like, if it enters the battlefield and gives you the Monarch, it doesn't really do anything if you're already the Monarch. There's some that's like, if Monarch doesn't exist cards.
Yeah.
There's many that just give you the Monarch when it enters, but that does give you a card and gives you the opportunity to defend.
You can get multiple cards off of it.
So it's like an opportunity for card draw. So I didn't give it quite half a point, but
it seems about right to me. And I think we talk about this a lot in the old days, which is people will be like, well, do you count this as card draw or not? And it's not a yes or no question all the time.
It's some.
Yeah. This deck has enough card draw is what this means. And the nuance between does it have 12 or 15 cards is not as important, I would say.
Yeah.
Targeted interaction. This number is crazy.
There's 14. A lot. Yeah.
14. not 1.4, but 14.
There's a lot of cards that just deal damage to stuff, which usually will pick off a creature. So those are counted in this number. But still, 14 is a huge amount to interact with your opponents, especially if you're like an aggro deck and are trying to punch through.
Yeah. Like Aomer is a 187 creature, right?
So. Yeah, I would consider that interaction.
And then board wipes, there are 2.5.
Yes.
What's the 0.5?
I believe that's Taunt from the Ramparts, which is goads. It just makes the creatures not your problem.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to call it a board wipe because it's not, but it gives you this thing that it's a board wipe
wants.
Something
of an answer temporarily to all creatures.
Right.
A little bit.
So it's some.
Gotcha. And then there are 38 lands, which seems a little high, but...
A little high. It's pretty typical for what we've seen out of precons recently.
Yeah. Yeah, and with 9 ramp cards, I'd say you'd want a higher land count. If that number was 12 or 13, maybe we want more like 36, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The next section here says tokens, anthems, and evasion.
Yeah, these are more specific to what the deck actually does. These are the cards that support the mechanics of this human deck. And there's 10 cards that make tokens, so just make more humans. Mm-hmm. There's 11 anthems, which turn all of your 2/2s with trample into very real threats.
There's 11 cards that sort of pump your team?
Pump your team, yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. So it's a very go-wide deck.
This is why we do this in the stats breakdown, because I like how that tells a very specific story. It's very clean what this deck wants to do.
Right.
Yeah.
I think this deck has a very clear plan, where it's make a lot of humans, make them very big, and make it so your opponents can't block.
And say, now for wrath, now for ruin.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's a human swarm, which is... and there's 4 things that give evasion somehow. There's a number of things. Like, I counted Taunt from the Ramparts, where, your whole board can't block.
Yeah.
There's a number of cards that are like that.
So, sort of 4 ways to sort of sneak in damage.
Yes.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The overall deck contents look like this. There are 20 new cards. There are 4 main set cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, 4 cards from the Lord of the Rings main set, draft booster boxes type of stuff that you... are technically reprints in these, and we didn't count them in the new cards, so we didn't read them, but you will have seen them if you're watching preview season. 56 reprints. which is a lower amount of reprints than we see in a lot of Commander decks these days because there are so many new cards, and then 19 basic lands. So there are 38 lands, but only 19 of them are basics. Which
pretty
is
good.
Yeah, that's very nice. That they don't usually do that, actually. Yeah. There's usually a lot higher basic land count, so that's nice.
Especially in a three-color deck, I love to see a slightly lower basic land count. That means that you're going to be able to cast your spells.
Yeah, and I think criticism fairly that we've had in the past of some of the decks is like, that's a high basic land count. There is no reason we can't take out three or four of those and put in good lands. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I get it. You don't have to put in the $50 lands, but like, give us some $5-ish lands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is interesting, so I'm going to be, I'm going to be curious to see what the reprint value looks like, because there's less reprints overall, 56, but we do have those extra lands in there. How does that even out? How do we do?
It is worth noting that 56 reprints is significantly more reprints than the Warhammer cards.
Oh, yeah, they had about 40 new cards
each. So I think a lot of people are going to compare these directly to the Warhammer cards, and that's fair, but Warhammer had a lot more mechanically unique cards than this deck does.
This has more reprints than Warhammer by a decent amount.
So, like, comparing the reprint values directly to the Warhammer decks isn't quite fair.
But also, it's fewer reprints than is usual from a Commander product. So there's not a great comparable for this?
Yes. It also has a higher, like, MSRP, a higher average shelf price. So it is very difficult to compare the overall reprint value in the box to other boxes we've looked at before.
Yeah, because I think they're about $10 more than the Commander precons have been in the past.
Yeah, I've been seeing them going for anywhere between like $50 and $55, which is about $10 to $15 more than a typical precon.
Okay, so we're going to tell you the reprint value that we found, but you just have to keep those things in mind when comparing them to products of the past, which we will help you do. But again, keep that in mind.
Yeah. Oh, and remember that this is a reprint value taken at the time of recording, which means it will change once the reprints are revealed, which is how reprints work. But we're going to be comparing this precon reprint value to reprint values at similar times. So it's roughly comparable, but not necessarily a literal dollar amount.
Right. Okay. So with all of the caveats out of the way, the reprint value for this deck is
$128.75.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very high.
It's a great number, especially for only 54 reprints. What?
I can't remember off the top of my head any deck being that high.
It's quite high.
120s is very rarely seen. When it's in the 110s, we're very happy.
Yeah.
Again, this is a little more expensive, but still, geez.
Still, this is significantly more bang for your buck than we've seen in the past. And you have to remember that these reprints are, like, have new art, have a new frame.
Oh, true.
They are reprints, but they're new cards. So you're getting this value, but there's also added value because they're, you know, going to be artistically unique.
Just for some comparison, average reprint value from past sets, Commander 2020 Ikoria was about $96 per deck.
And had about 60 reprints in it.
So it was closest comparable we can find. Commander 2021, which was Strixhaven, average reprint value was only $88. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah.
Commander 2021 Forgotten Realms, average reprint value was $115.
Pretty good.
That's closer. Kamigawa Neon Dynasty, average reprint value was $72.89, $73. That's bad.
The reason I bring up Kamigawa is because it had a similar number of reprints. But yes, that is an extremely low reprint value, which is was sort of specific to Kamigawa.
So this is interesting because I would expect with less reprints total in the deck than usual, but such a high reprint value number that hopefully we're going to get more high value reprints than we have in the past. Is this going to be true? I haven't looked at the next page yet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
We got some good ones, everybody.
Wow, how did I do that? I threw it over this shoulder and it hit you on that other shoulder.
Paper's Wily. Yeah,
trick shot.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Oh,
there
man.
Are
Holy
some
crap.
Notable reprints in this deck. It is worth saying that there are 16 total reprints above $2, and there are 7 that are $5 or more.
And there are 2 that are $20.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. That's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen that either.
It's really, really exciting numbers in this deck.
All right. Well, let's talk about the first.
The big, the bad, it's Combat Celebrant in brand new art. Combat Celebrant is currently $20. So a huge reprint, very excited to see it, and it's great in this deck.
Yeah, extra combat steps, and it's a human, right? Mm-hmm. So that seems good. The next card, it's not quite $20. It's $19.50. Still I think good. We can still round up and count it. It's Door of Destinies, a card that is good in most tribal decks, and this is what this is. Wow.
Yeah. Huge anthem effect, as is this next card. It's Shared Animosity, an enchantment for two and a red. It's $9.50 and a very powerful overrun.
Oh, I love that card in my Urtet deck.
Mm-hmm. Especially with all those trample tokens. Oh, my
so
God.
So good. Oh, yeah, with the knights, it's going to be brutal. Okay, the next card was $9, is $9 at the time we're recording this. Mm-hmm. It's was for you, is for us. Vanquisher's Banner. Another very good, any kind of tribal deck. You know what I like about Shared Animosity, Door of Destinies, Vanquisher's Banner, mm-hmm. as reprints for tribal strategies is that it's not human specific. So these are good reprints for a lot of decks, not very narrow decks.
They just reprinted Vanquisher's Banner into the Knights precon. So it's nice to see them hitting it again, because this is the kind of card that I feel like should be accessible.
Yeah.
It's not a broken card. It's a tribal card, and them reprinting it means that they intend to bring that price down, which means a lot. And this next card is similar. It's been reprinted a lot and is still sitting at $7. It's Herald's Horn.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
This next card. I have a story about this card. I can't believe it's $5.50, actually. Yep. So I was on a Brainstorm Brewery podcast years ago, 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, before Game Nights even existed. And they're a sort of MTG finance show. Yeah. And I'm on the show, and we're talking about stuff, and I got real excited. Like, yeah, I'm smart. I got a good pick for like to speculate on. And so like after I got off recording with them, I went on and I ordered like 50 of this card.
Yeah.
I was like, this card can go nothing but up, and I'm definitely going to make a lot of money selling this later. Yeah. And I'll just tell you right now that I have 50 of these sitting in a box somewhere, and I'm not even sure where that box is. It's Supreme Verdict.
Yeah.
One white, white, blue for a sorcery. This spell can't be countered, destroy all creatures.
It's a good board wipe.
I was like, this is the best board wipe in the format. This is going to be worth $20. What was I thinking? It's two. First of all, it's very specific to two colors only.
Yep, uh-huh.
And then, you know.
And it's, you know, Wrath of God, but a little bit better.
Yeah. This is why we don't have a finance podcast.
You can still Heroic Intervention as Supreme Verdict.
Yeah, but anyway, it was still $5.50. I should have sold mine, I guess, because it's going to be less now, but I don't even know where that box is.
And it was
is.
Just reprinted, I think, in Double Masters, and it's still holding some value, so you're not all wrong.
I just want to let you know that was literally the last time I ever did anything like that, because I was like, you're an idiot, Josh. You should never do that. You don't know enough about
it. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to the stocks.
Yeah, exactly.
To the magic
Leave that
stocks.
To people who like own LGSs and like, you know, yeah.
I've definitely done that where I think I overbought Undo Inversions. I was like, why would you not run a board wipe that's a land? And it's like, it's a bad board wipe and a bad land.
That's why.
I bought like 8 of them. That's I was like, I'm going to need it for every white deck. Doofus. next card over $5. And the last one is Talisman of Progress. It's the white blue talisman. It's been reprinted the least. Glad to see it reprinted here. I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah, we've been saying for years, actually, that if they would just reprint the talismans, like, every time they have a chance to just bring those down, because they feel like they should be, like, signets.
Yeah.
There's no reason they need to be higher
They should be, a dollar, $2, and they're doing better about it.
Yeah.
They have been reprinting the talismans plenty.
All right, so those were all the cards that were $5 or more, and now there are 9 cards between $2 and $5. We're not going to read what these do, but just go down the list here.
Mm-hmm.
Thought Vessel, $4.
Glacial Fortress is $4.
Throne of the High City, $3.50.
Secluded Courtyard is $3.
Path to Exile.
Still $3.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I know. Sulphur Falls at $3.
Weathered Wayfarer, $3.
Mm-hmm. Palace Jailer is $2.25, which kind of surprised me, but it is a great card.
And then Soul Ring. I feel like this one will be worth a little bit more than a normal Soul Ring because the art is so dang cool on it.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, but it's $2.25. How is Soul Ring art back up to $2.25?
It cannot be brought below $2.
It's insane.
It's outrageous. Yeah.
But we're going to bring it up on screen right now if you're watching on YouTube. I just love the art of this.
It's also like how all of us feel about Soul Ring. You know, you just feel...
My precious. Man, we got this far without doing a Smeagol impression. That's
I know.
Insane. Yeah.
I know. That is obviously not all of the cards in this box, but you can find the rest in the link in the show notes. You'll have a full list revealed to you. It's awesome. This deck is super synergistic and feels very powerful and scary.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to punch really hard, but it's actually going to have not run out of gas, which a lot of aggro strategies do. So yeah, I really like the deck. Again, we can't go through every reprint here because that'll take a long, long time, but all of the rest of them will be listed in the link in the show notes, so just make sure you go down and click on that. All right, well, you can't tell. We're very excited about Lord of the Rings.
God. I also think a lot of people will be surprised by the blue in this. I think when we think of riders like of Rohan, we think red-white, and I kind of love the blue splash. I think it adds like a little bit of pomp, and it makes the deck sort of more interesting and more exciting, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I like that it's three color, and that's not only because I think Boros usually isn't very good. So it allowed them to do some things that I think that's the thing. It's like an aggro deck, but you want to be able to refill your hand because aggro decks often run out of gas. So that blue kind of solves that last problem.
Yeah, it's wet Boros.
Wet Boros. All right. To the listeners, what do you think about this deck? Are you excited about it? What new cards slot perfectly into your existing commander decks? How excited are you for this Lord of the Rings set? Please say very excited.
Because this is how I'm going to be covering all of it.
It's Rachel for the next like 6 weeks.
You guys, it's here. On a magic card. if you're
a horse.
I know, I got
okay,
it.
Okay. I was actually pretty impressed with my Winnie right there. Yeah.
If you guys are as excited about Lord of the Rings as we are, please go to cardkingdom.com/command to pick up these precons, to pick up the singles that you're excited about. Get sealed product. Gamble on the
you got to take at least one shot at the one ring, right?
We're going to open one pack for sure.
Oh, you have to, yeah.
Like, just
I'll buy one lottery ticket when it gets high enough, and that's what this is. Don't quote me on this, but I believe I heard that there's a standing offer right now to buy it for $450,000.
Wow, that's the highest I've heard. I haven't been doing my research, though.
I didn't research that specifically, but I believe I heard that in chatter from people who were talking about it who would know.
Crazy.
So anyway, whatever it is, it's obviously like, it's fun to just give it a shot, I think.
And take that shot on cardkingdom.com/command because you can open some cool cards and also support your favorite show while you're doing it.
Yeah, that's this show.
That's us.
If there was any question, yeah. okay, yes. Of course, if you open the One Ring, then the first thing you better do is put it into an Eclipse sleeve. Put it into an Ultra Pro sleeve. Put that sleeve into into a really good deck box like a Satin Tower. Then put that Satin Tower into a safe. Then put that safe into a bigger safe. And then put that into some kind of bank vault or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then call somebody you know who knows somebody who knows Post Malone, probably, because I can't think of anybody else who's probably going to want to buy it more. Yeah. Anyway, Ultra Pro products are the ones I would trust the one ring to. Honestly, it would be the first thing I would do with it because this is the game accessories brand that we trust our own collections to here at the Command Zone. If you go to ultrapro.com/command, you can buy from them directly. You can pick up all the awesome play mats for Lord of the Rings, the sleeves, the deck boxes. There's going to be all kinds of other products. You know, they do wall scrolls and they do, you know, of course, there's Eclipse Dice and there's all kinds of other things, but I think right now I need a bunch of these playmats because I need my... I'm not sure which one I'm going to choose, but I like to use a playmat as my mouse pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely a Lord of the Rings playmat of some kind is becoming my mouse pad for the next like year or so.
So what I'm doing is I'm buying all of the precons and putting them in sleeves in boxes, and they're all going to be themed, and I'm putting them in a little box, and I'm going to bring like a big playmat or whatever the coolest Lord of the Rings playmat I can find, and I'm putting them in a box, and it's going to be my like Lord of the Rings game box.
And that's a good way to get like get new players in. Or you should definitely get the... Because they're going to have
it.
They've got
Eowyn,
so yeah, you can get the playmat, the sleeves, and the deck boxes for each.
For each one.
That would be so dope.
I mean, come on.
Very, very cool. Let me ask you, if you open the one ring, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, get rid of it. I don't trust me with that. I don't know what to do with that.
Jimmy wants to go find an actual volcano and throw it into.
I mean, a lot of people do, but I'm
going to sell it to one of those people if I get it.
I don't think... I don't know how badly I want to be on top of a volcano, just sort of generally, but...
Would you
like,
throw
you
a
have
house
more experience
into
with
a volcano?
No,
yeah, I wouldn't either.
I'm trying to get a home in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, then you need two of the one rings. Maybe three. It wouldn't be called the 1-1 ring anymore, unfortunately. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you're excited. I hope you can tell we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see you very, very soon, because this is just the beginning of our coverage of the Lord of the Rings set. There's going to be all the pre-con upgrade guides, the set reviews. We're going to be having a lot of fun with it.
There's a ton of legendary creatures coming out in this set, which means we are going to be talking about the coolest new Lord of the Rings commander decks that you can build. I can't wait to get started. So,
all right, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Peace.
For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.